Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Ivan Meisner is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, 21 years, founder and chairman of BNI, Business Network International, BNI.com. He's the author of Giver's Gain, Who's in Your Room, 25 or 30 books on referrals. It's awesome. Just find Ivan online and hang out with him, and you'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. Ivan, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all that you do. Thanks for the rock that you've been to your whole network and so many of us during this challenging time. You got a big announcement, right? Big doings coming up.
We do. You know, we have this double whammy of COVID and then most of the world going into a recession as a result of it. And what we have decided to do is start an initiative called Restart the World. And we want to restart small business all around the world. And on September 15th, 16th, and 17th, we're launching the program. You can get information by going to restarttheworld.live, L-I-V-E, restarttheworld.live. And we're beginning with three live events, free, doesn't cost anything. And I'll be talking a little bit about my ideas in restarting the world, and I'll have a panel of experts, one gentleman from Asia, one gentleman from Africa and the Middle East, and a woman from the Americas, from Latin America. Huh. And the four of us and the CEO of BNI, Graham Weinmiller, will talk about how we think small business can restart and succeed during these very challenging times.
Well, that's so you're going to – it's going to be a global perspective. What do you think
– and it'll be a global times, by the way. So it'll be, you know, in U.S. times, it'll be, you know, dark 30 in the morning. It's going to be in the middle of the afternoon, and then we're going to have it late at night so that we can cover the entire world.
I got you. That's a good idea. So what do you think the people in the other parts of the world are saying? What are they saying about their small business sector? I mean, you and I have a pretty good handle on what's going on here in the United States. We, you know, I talk about it every day on the show here. But what about, and I do, I have interviewed people from other parts of the world and asked them about this. But from your perspective, from your network, what do you think is happening in other parts of the world for small business?
Well, you've got two things happening. You've got a lot of people that are completely frozen in fear. And they have no idea what they're going to do. And then you have other people that get focused by fear. Because these are fearful times, and so, but they get focused by it, and that focus, within the context of what we do with networking, is that they get focused on activating their network, on utilizing their network, and it could be, you know,
you're talking about the fight or flight syndrome.
Exactly.
You know, you either curl up in a ball and fly, or you fight. You know, you know, some people when something aggressive comes at them. Some people scream and cover themselves up, and some people get mad. What are you doing? Yeah, you're in my space. I'm going to fight you.
Right. And from a networking perspective, we're telling people what you have to do is activate your network, do a lot of one-to-ones. I don't believe in social distancing. I believe in physical distancing.
Right.
So you physically distance. You do one-to-ones through Zoom or Skype, and you activate your network. I mean, I don't know if I told you this story before or not, but we had this amazing experience. This one woman was doing a one-to-one with another BNI member on Zoom, and she was a furniture reupholstery shop.
Huh.
Not exactly an essential business.
Right.
So she had to let go of all of her employees. And one of the people she was talking to said, well, you got a lot of furniture, you got a lot of cloth, don't you? And she said, I literally have tons of cloth.
Yeah.
And he said, well, why don't you maybe manufacture COVID masks?
Wow.
And she said, wow, that's an interesting idea. So she made 100 of them.
Huh.
And she gave away all of them to her fellow BNI members, two to each person, and said, one's for you, And one, I'd like you to please give to a nurse,
right,
a hospital,
wow,
a nursing center, anybody in the medical field. And she got tons of orders. She got, and one nurse said, this is the best cloth mask I have ever seen. And she's now in the COVID mask manufacturing business. She's hired all of her employees back.
And she may not change her practice. She may stick with that from now on. Who knows? That's happening. People are pivoting to something new to deal with this. And they're saying, I'm not going back.
Yeah. And you know, she may go back. She may not go back. But she'll not only survive this,
right,
she'll thrive during this. Because she didn't just get frozen in fear.
Right.
She took action. And I think that's the key.
The two things that I've been telling people for their fundamental, and I started doing this back in 2008 and 2009, is number one, you have to say to yourself, do I plan on being in business next year? If you do, then you got no choice. And the other thing is, surviving is winning. Just surviving. If you survive and open your door January 1, 2021, you won. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, something else. I think I just saw something you wrote about that if you're always doing the things the way you've done them, you may become irrelevant.
And that's right.
The other piece of that I saw you say is it's okay to love what you do, but if you're in love with the way you do it, you may become irrelevant. And I think that is exactly what I'm talking about.
That's Blessing Game's law of love. It's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. Thank you for that, Ivan. See, he's the one. He's the one who reads my stuff. Quick break. Right back with the amazingly awesome and legendary Dr. Ivan Meisner, founder of BNI. Quick break. Tintel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.